Well, it has been a weird year when it comes to weather, and everyone is talking about it. It's 7-Eleven right now. We had that winter that never seemed to want to end, and then we had a hiccup that we called spring, and it seems later this week we go right into summer. It's a little weird. Joining us live is Chris Strong. He's a meteorologist with the National Weather Service. Chris, always great having you with us. Good morning.
Good morning. How are y'all doing?
Good. Now, you know, we look back at the averages, you know, when we look historically at weather. And at the end of the year, things do seem to average out. But it has been really strange weather. We've had a lot of extremes. Is this the new normal?
Well, variety's the spice of life, right? Yeah, we've had a little bit of everything, and it's been the past few years actually we've had a lot of extreme weather back, you know, stretching back to that really severe snow winter that we had 4 or 5 years ago. We've had just about every kind of weather extreme I think you can think of between now and then, and just this past rainstorm that we had early last week. I guess that was our latest round with it, and that was actually one of our most significant flooding storms that we've had since the remnants of Tropical Storm Lee came around in 2011.
Right, so can we expect more of it? What do you see for the future of even just this summer?
Well, thankfully for everybody, and certainly thankfully for our staff, it looks like we're going to be quiet here for a little while.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah, it looks like a quiet week coming up, and you know, it'll have it, temperatures won't be too far away from what the normals are this time of year, and no big significant rains. We'll see some showers from time to time, but nothing extreme like we have had.
Now, it isn't just us. We're not the only ones who were, you know, talking about this endlessly. It is all over that we're seeing changes in what appears to be climate conditions and patterns. Now, exclusive of the argument, which I'm not sure it can be settled, of whether it's man-made or it's part of a cyclical kind of thing that changes from time to time, are we seeing a change in our climate?
I think that when you talk about the extreme weather weather patterns, and you know, some of the climate scientists that study this sort of thing say that we'll be in for more extreme droughts, more extreme floods, more just extremes in general. But when you think about that on climate timescales, you really have to look at it over long stretches of time, and I think the studies are still out on that when it comes down to the extremes and how that specifically is going to get affected by global climate change.
But what, you know, we looked at the terrible storm that Sandy that went up and did such damage in New Jersey and places up in the Northeast, did some damage here as well. Most of us hadn't remembered a storm of that magnitude before. So are the worst of the worst now worse than they've been?
Well, like I said, I think the jury's still out on that. But I think that's a key thing for everybody to remember is it's those storms that we don't have in our frame of reference that are really the most dangerous because people don't have anything to compare it to in their memory. But, you know, when that storm eventually comes into the mid-Atlantic with, you know, coming right off the sea, that'll be, you know, a pretty catastrophic event for the area, and people need to be ready for it. It's not something that's happened in our lifetime, but eventually it's going to happen down here, too. So we need to be ready for those extreme events and make sure that people are stay tuned to the weather.
And speaking of the storms that come off the Atlantic, hurricanes really haven't, I mean, over the past year, we really haven't seen any sizable, terrible hurricanes come our way.
Yeah. Definitely knock on wood there. Yeah, and it really comes down to, it's not as much a factor as whether we have a big hurricane season in the Atlantic or whether it's, you know, just a few storms that are out in the Atlantic. It really comes down to whether just one comes our way or not, and that's just really a roll of the dice every year.
Well, Chris, we'll be talking about it, I think, forever. We thank you for joining the conversation this morning.
All right, anytime, guys.
Thank you. Chris Strong of the National Weather Service.